This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden's going to be in Philadelphia at the Labor Day parade today, honoring workers, says the White House. Many of the rest of us will be traveling today, too. The AP's Jennifer King.
More Americans will be hitting the road and crowding the airports on their way back from Labor Day weekend destinations. AAA says booking data shows domestic travel is up 4% over last year, domestic cruises up 19%, and international travel up 44%. The most popular U.S. spots include cities like Orlando, New York, Las Vegas, and Denver. Transportation data firm INREX says the best times to travel will be early in the morning or in the evening, and navigation apps can help steer drivers around long delays. I'm Jennifer King.
One death has been reported at the Burning Man Festival in the Nevada desert, but there are no details yet on that. Friday's heavy rain trapped tens of thousands of people in foot-deep mud at the festival. Teresa Galliani was there, and when she talked to us, she was having a ball.
We're actually having a great time. We're still playing music. We've still got fire art. We're still giving away everything we have, and it's just a proven sense of communal effort that, like, it works. Over adversity, we're perfectly fine and capable.
Much of the eastern U.S. will be sweltering today, says the Weather Service. Record high temperatures in some areas. It's going to be 99 in Baltimore today. Getting underway today, the first African Climate Summit. Kenya is hosting it. A dozen heads of state are arriving. They want more global influence. U.S. Climate Envoy John Kerry says of the 20 countries affected by the climate crisis, 17 are in Africa. Jogging accident. That's what Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz says as he tweets a picture of himself with a black eye patch and dark red bruises on his face. This is AP News. The AP's Margie Zarletta takes us to the movies.
The Denzel Washington film The Equalizer 3 was the top movie for the weekend.
Whatever it is that you and your friends do, please do it somewhere else.
The third installment of The Equalizer movies was the number one choice for film audiences this weekend. It made $34.5 million domestically, according to studio estimates. The Equalizer 3 has the potential to hit $42 million by the end of Monday. Barbie is in second, making another $10.6 million. That pushes it past the Super Mario Brothers movie to make Barbie the biggest movie of 2023. Blue Beetle is in third this week. Gran Turismo is number four, and Oppenheimer is in fifth. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Metallica postponed Sunday's concert in Arizona after the band said lead singer James Hetfield tested positive for COVID. They've rescheduled the second night of the tour. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.